time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
A very good afternoon to you, Tian. Are you there? Are you live?
I think I'm here. I think a little bit more volume, I think.
Okay, are you there? Yes, I hear you. Yeah. How you doing, Boo?
I'm okay. I'm good. It would have been nice if it was 4:48, because that means we could just finish the show, go home.
I was just like an hour before the time.
Yes, like
excuse. I haven't seen you in forever. What do you have for me
today? So look, I went to on holiday to Africa, burn all that lekker stuff. So did
done the, with
done
you.
It.
Jealous.
Lekker. Okay,
tell me how was it?
It was awesome. That's something off your bucket list you have to do. I mean, that is really something awesome to see.
I'm literally depressed. Let's just do
it. We'll talk afterwards. Right, WhatsApp. What's happening with WhatsApp? Well, we know that WhatsApp was bought over from by Facebook last year.
Yeah.
2014 for a staggering $22 billion. It was huge. It was the biggest ever sell of a startup company ever in the history.
Right? Is it?
Yeah, biggest ever.
Oh, gosh. But you gave me some depressing news.
Okay,
now.
So the depressing news about WhatsApp is I personally think, and this is my professional personal opinion, is that WhatsApp will be dying a slow death within the next 2 or 3 years because only if Facebook wants to do what they want to do and they want to start reintroducing advertisements to WhatsApp.
But how are they going to have adverts on WhatsApp?
So what they do is, like Facebook tracks your phone at the moment.
Yeah.
They'll track your every movement, your GPS location, what you do, what you eat, whatever, wherever you are. And they'll start prioritizing adverts, especially for you. So way back when WhatsApp was still WhatsApp, it was still owned by the guy that actually conceived WhatsApp. He said, never, ever, ever will WhatsApp host any advertisements whatsoever.
But he can't say that anymore.
He can't say that anymore. It's been sold to Facebook, and we all know what Facebook does well. They do social media advertising very well.
Yeah,
that's why they're one of the biggest, you know.
That's why it's still working today still.
Yeah, so I personally loved WhatsApp because it didn't have all these adverts and crap in it. Because
yeah.
I don't want to chat and then I have to close a button here because it's some advert that popped up or whatever. So I think personally WhatsApp, if Facebook goes the way they want to go, we'll see it demise within the next 2 to 3 years, which is unfortunate.
That is depressing.
The good thing, if someone on campus here can program or create or develop a new social media WhatsApp, kind of WhatsApp thingamajig, then they will be able to make a big heap of money.
I feel like if WhatsApp were to end, I won't have any messaging. Wait, then I'll have to go back to the SMS thing.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And
it's expensive. And all that other stuff, but it's just not as good.
I feel like we need to, Facebook WhatsApp person just needs to come up with a plan so that we can keep it.
Sticking to mobile. So there's good news on the cellular market level. I always try to get like interesting stuff. Listen to this. So there's a new, well, not new, they've been around a few years, but they've got this new idea for a cellular contract like we used to do with Vodacom, MTN, all that. We've got contracts, right? Or pay as you go. Or data contracts or data bundles or whatever. Data SIM, it's called Data SIM.
Okay.
They've just launched a new product. It's 169 rand a month. That sounds a lot. Let me tell you what you get for that almost 70 bucks a month.
Okay.
169. You get 10 gigs of free Wi-Fi within the South African border, any Wi-Fi hotspot that's always on. You get 50 free airtime minutes. Now you think, but what the hell? What am I supposed to do with 50 free airtime minutes? But you do get unlimited SMSs and unlimited data.
No, but does the calling mean that you only can call at a certain time? Because
no,
I'm over these dodge
not
people.
Not at all. Not at all. You can call, but you can always add more. But the big thing is, you have 170 bucks a month. You can have unlimited cellular data.
Where can I find this? Tell me now.
Data SIM. Go check it online. Datasim.co.za. You can do all the jazz there. It's interesting. Go have a look. It's a SIM. You buy it. It's a per month. It's not a fixed billing. So it's you pay as you pay.
Yeah.
You get the service.
Okay.
And you get unlimited.
Makes sense.
So they don't allow YouTube and naturally some of the porn sites. Obviously, because it's all the big download streams. They don't allow that. But Facebook and all that social jazz is all in there.
I love it. I'll tell you about something that happened to me yesterday after the show.
Okay, sure.
After this.
And then it takes us to another bit of almost mobile gear. We spoke earlier this year, we spoke about the Samsung Watch that you can get, the Android Watch, and we know that Apple's got one as well. I just thought today, just on the hearsay, it's actually not hearsay, it's actually in South Africa now. You can buy it from the Orange store online.
The Watch now.
The Watch. The Apple Watch starts at about $5,500. And the most expensive iOS watch in South Africa is a whopping 126,800.
But are people actually buying the watch for the brand or for what it can do? Because I feel
like
it's more
for
the brand.
But at 127,000 rand, that bloody watch must have its own bloody sun. I'm telling you. I mean, surely that's insane. 120,000 rand for a watch.
Yeah,
you can go insane. You can go to your corner cafe and buy a 20 rand Casio and just wear that, you know.
I know, and you could still look cool.
And you still look cool. And the thing is with this watch, you have to charge it. The charge only lasts 0.75 of a day. That's 3/4 of a day. So the other quarter of the day, you just can't tell the time.
You but lost in translation.
I mean, what the hell is going on with this country? Okay.
Any last bits there?
Okay, so lastly, I'm a bit of a geek, you know this, right? So yes. In my off time, I game. I need you.
Okay.
I need you game. I game on PC, but you get guys gaming on PS4, got controller, yeah. That stuff, and Xbox. Just thought I'd mention, GTA 5 and Witcher 3 came out today. Witcher 3 for PC is the best gaming in 2015 thus far. On Xbox, it's the Ori and the Blind Forest and Devil May Cry. And on PS4, it's Bloodborne, a smashing game.
I'm not a game person, Tian. I can see how you're excited about this. I'm literally just like...
Once it bites you, it's a different story.
That is the truth. Yeah. I never got it, though. I always failed at it. That's why I just left it. Gaming's not for me.
I started gaming way back when it was still Nintendo and sort of Super Mario Brothers and stuff. It's just stuck,
I'm still on that bus.
But the big thing is the reason I'm mentioning these games is actually...